是一个巨大的复兴，每次我们抵达的时候
It's the Lord reminding us of this second track that's about to take place, the second mission, the second track, reaching God's covenant people. Dr. Obando, muchas gracias por todo. Por favor, por tu paciencia. Tu eres doctor muy, muy ocupado. You are very busy surgeon, Dr. Obando.
Dr. Machado, 你是一个非常忙碌的外科医生。
Gracias, muchas gracias por tu humildad. Para siente aquí.So, este tiempo todo, just the patience to be around here. You are a very senior surgeon, I understand. You hosted us so well in Venezuela, in Puerto Daz, San Felix, Puerto La Cruz, Valencia, Maracay, big revival services. Some of the biggest
services
in Kenya. I know
that
my people are about now, but thank you so much for your
patience.
To meet USA, I love you, USA.
我爱你，美国。
I know you have failed at one point.
我知道你有一段时间
I did not leave you, USA.
失败了，但是我没有离开你们。
Special place, the US.
我把美国放在一个特别的位置上。
That's why I met you yesterday.
我昨天没有与你们见面。
And meet you. I always give you a special place, USA.
我会给你特别的位置，我总是给美国特别的位置。你可能不知道，当你来的时候。
With the embassy to make sure they know where exactly you are going to stay. In fact, they are very much involved, as you know. They recommend the security services of the embassy. They recommend even where you are staying. They cover it very well. And the Kenyan security services beef it up very powerfully. So USA, we have not sidelined you. You are actually special.
所以美国我没有离开你们，你们是特别的，谢谢你们的耐心。我要说明。
Open this for you and the representative from the government of USA that has come. You told me you are leaving on the 13th, so we have time to meet. That's why I want to clear all these other countries so that you can have your special place.
I love you.
Even where you stay, the embassy has to be involved. We have the security services and the facilities that they have marked, which are secured by them.And the Kenyan system also. And so you are very special. I may have delayed to meet you, but it doesn't mean you have been abandoned or desolated. I'm only saying you are special, we are going to meet. I love you, USA. I know, Eric Rose is looking at me and saying, you know, because
of the
people
who are
in the
room,
I hope he remembers people. The Lord bless you, my son. Thank you so much, con Arcbispo Adriana, for all the great work you do. Ghana, everyone is on board. And so, I want to begin by saying a prayer, if you don't mind.I may not have mentioned your countries, Ukraine, we have spoken. I love you very much, Ukraine. I love
you very much,
Ukraine. Jewish people in Ukraine.
You
are really very special to me.
Ukraine,
and we are working on that matter, the message I've given you, to take over there to Zelensky, the president himself. Yeah, may the Lord bless you. I know that I've received a letter from the sister to the president.And she was asking for prayer. The sister to the president's wife, actually. But now you can bring this message to them, and then we will work from that point on, right? Russia, ya люблю тебя.
Hello, sir.
Russia, ya люблю тебя. They have left.
他们已经离开了。
Thank you. Спасибо. That means Russia, I love you.
这意味着
Hallelujah.
俄罗斯我爱你，哈利路亚。巴西，所以我们可以现在可以祷告吗？
Because,
因为
you,
我记得你，
tremendous icon in the church, the honorable Litunda,
the
battery of bishop here. Thank you so much.I may, Mirechi is around, those are senior most, right, Reverend Mirechi is around himself, those are senior most, you know. Justin Lanati, Amos Bandera, the former Deputy Speaker of Parliament and Minister of Livestock, Agriculture, Livestock Development. All of you, we recognize you within the background, blessed people. And I'm going to say a prayer right away. Say, mighty Lord Jesus, Lord, I thank you very much for giving us yet another opportunity to come before you. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus,
our
nations that you have drawn here, you are
found. 你自己将这个列国进到了这里, 父亲你,
the specific leaders sent by the presidents of their countries in this meeting,
在这个聚会中被他们,
from Burundi, from the president of Burundi,
他们是,
to come to
to ask,
tranquilized to be able to catch every single word you'll speak to your life. This being
the time of the Lord,
may you be them, to empower them and equip them, so
when
they get to their
mission,
they will be ground running, and your favor rolls out doors, doors of favor, doors to the left, doors to the east, doors to the west, doors to the south, so they may cover the entire expanse, and the width of their countries, even the expanse above their countries, my Father. I bless you, Jehovah, that you have given us such a tremendous power, that you have given us such a tremendous power, that you have
given us such a tremendous power, that you have established them in the eyes of the nations,
that you have established them in the eyes of the nations,
像在列国的眼前建立起来，现在我们能收割列国，靠着圣灵强大的能力。我祝福这里所有的人，甚至我们要享用所有享用的食物。我以耶稣的荣美的名来祷告。
阿们，非常感谢，现在可以坐下来，在主的面前。澳大利亚，我看到你，我爱你澳大利亚。我爱你澳大利亚。我们会一起见面和美国。我从来没有忘记澳大利亚，我爱澳大利亚，我们会见面的。 非常感谢，非常。以此蒙福的人们，是又一个机会和特权能够来到你们这里。只是我们在。我们在。今天，今晚非常强大，非常强大。
是最后的部分，你可以想象，这是一个活力十足的部分。我们有很多要跟你分享，时间不是问题。我们非常感谢你们有在，因为我们就在这样的时刻。我知道。
有些人没有离开，谢谢你们能够延迟，这真的让我的心得安慰，谢谢，特别感谢。Thank you so much.
主来怎样帮助他的人们，蒙福的人们，这局势是非常惊人的。 有一个国家主要来触碰就是尼日利亚。我总是说尼日利亚总是特别的爱基督，对基督有特别的爱。
I tell you, the power of the
blood of Jesus. 我告诉你，耶稣宝血的大能。是的，是的，耶稣宝血的大能。请求你羔羊的宝血，羔羊的宝血是个神迹，在你们的国家，你们都知道以色列。任何时候有军队的站起来走路，整个国家都停下来了。
How has this group walked? Who has done this?
然后他们就会问是哪个球队走路呢？我们说一说，这是一个国家级的对话，所以这是圣经的重复，圣经的再现活现。
Dr.
Maluma， 还有你的儿子，能够看到他们在这样的年龄为基督火热。谢谢你从多伦多来，你将我接到了蒙特利尔了。我们那会儿在那里会面，谢谢，我们非常的感谢所做的一切。我要来，这是主说的，非常感谢。
Blessed people, this is a cripple that has walked. The Bible has now been crystallized, materialized, in the, realized in this life.
圣经在这个时候成为了。
I heard my own.
重现了，重演了。
A bit like Bishop Emma saying that. How about the day the two prophets of God raised a cripple here? What will he say?I get to hear everything. Now there are two cripples walking.
尼日利亚现在有两个瘸的走路，意味着去验证一下。看有另一个，一个瘸腿的走路了，一个瘸腿的走路了。
Jesus, glory, thank you, Yahweh, mighty, awesome, Pasiva.Obrigado. Merci. Beast.
主向我显现那个兽。
The beast.
兽。
And he was quite huge.
他非常的巨大。
Very huge.
非常巨大。
Then after that.
之后。
The Lord now showed me how he's wounded.
向我显示他怎样受伤。
Terribly wounded.
可怕的受伤，致命的伤。
The beast, terribly and severely wounded.
那个兽受了致命的伤。
Then after that,
严重的受伤之后，他再次向我显示
了，
似乎他这个伤治好了。
The Lord, today,
主今天今天向我显示了。这个巨大的兽。然后他向我显示他怎样受伤，严重的受伤，受了重伤，头部受了重伤。当我看到他巨大的受伤，然后下一刻再一次当我看他的时候，他一烧伤得医治了。因此蒙福的人们，然后我就醒来了。所以我们生活在这样的时刻，主现在直接的说话，向这一代人非常清楚。现在
He sent me with this.
我在这里时候，他告诉他差遣我去告诉他们他要来了，告诉列国兽要来了。 告诉他们那个兽严受的重伤他要来了，非常清楚。你可以翻到圣经，读圣经，并且告诉你的国家，这是主说的，他对列国，地上列国所说的这个兽要来了。所以我知道这是一个很重大的话题。我感谢你的对美国的负担，你的持守，美国会进入到神的国度，因为你付出了巨大的精力，所以从此时开始，这是一个不会停留的话题。
However, yesterday, blessed people.
然而昨天
，yesterday，
这是一个会进的主题。昨天我们提到了我们在谈教会的背题。那个是我今天仍然想进行的话题。
的
最后的部分就是教会的背题。换言之，弥赛亚的来临。
And the attendant instruction that the Lord is dispensing, the instruction the Lord is releasing from there.
就从那里所释放出的指示，就是要帮助你，装备你，差遣你们到各自的国家，带着强大的使命。昨天我们也讨论过了洪水的审判，今天我们谈的是兽。现在你们可以看到天堂在现场的对话，活生生的对话，主现在实时的对话。然后他又给我另外一个信息要传达给你们，非常的强大，尤其是当你查看以色列，当主这是一个可怕的寂静，主要来说话。所以任何时候主说话都是一个特权。你知道主与你同在。
Don't go this way, come back this side.
换句话说，不要走另一边。我看到了耶稣祝福了你们一些代表团来了。
Thank you so much. Which country, please? Don't have any choice.
你是哪个国家的？
Where? United Kingdom.
美国。
Thank you indeed. Very powerful. Deep arising. You have not missed a thing.And so we were looking at the rapture of the church yesterday.
所以我们在查看教会的背题。
And we saw that the Lord modeled His.
我们看到主以
modeled the rapture church based on the church, the conversation he had with the church in Philadelphia.
菲拉铁菲教会为背地教会的模型。
Opened a door, a portal.
他为这个教会开了一扇门。
And he told her.
告诉他。
That she could now come in, and then I read.
他现在可以进来。
Also from Revelation chapter 4 verse 1.
启示录四章。
When the door of evangelism,
当这个传道的门，不是的门，关闭的时候，然后进入的门就开了。所以，看向你们的屏幕，这个预言性的时间表，你可以看到这里写的教会的时代。红色的部分，启示录二三章预备教会的时代，启示录二三章，我们都理解很清楚，我们就坐在，就是新娘被提走的边缘，去跑道。你可以清楚的知道
And so the next most important event in the calendar of the church is the entry of the church, the rapture of the church.
With
that modeling of the rapture church,
在这个教会背体的模型中， 我们在读启示录的3章10节， 我们在检查主所开的这扇门， 然后启示录的3章10节， 我们会再读一次启示录的3章10节。 我们在一起吗？
Hallelujah, if I get it right. And so he's saying,
所以他说,
if you have kept my command,
你既遵守了我的命令,
if you are reading the way I read, or the way you read also, you'd want to know what is his command.
然后你会想,
so when
he
goes out on an expedition, or on a scholarship, as you teach your churches in your countries,
当你在你的国家, 教训你的教会的时候， 你会想这个教训是什么呢？ 他说， 你既遵守我， 忍耐了道， 你会想主这里说的 这个命令是什么？ 这个道是什么呢？ 第二点， 遵守这个道是什么意思？ 遵守这道是什么意思？ 然后你继续， 他继续说，
since you have kept my command, the command,
你既遵守,
what does it mean to keep that command?
我忍耐的道,
says, to endure patiently. What does it mean to endure?
然后说, 忍耐的道, 忍耐是什么意思?
And thank you so much, my daughter Charity, for being here. So what does it mean to endure? And then,
忍耐是什么意思?
To endure patiently.
还有, 那,
is it that he's talking about the, one of the most important qualities of a born again Christian, that is
坚忍的,
the long
suffering. Is it talking
about your longevity within hostilities of this world? The long suffering of the Lord that the Holy Spirit has upon us.
有没有可能说的是这个呢？
Does it talk about time? Or does it mean to endure without complaining?
这里说的是,
without grumbling.
不带怨言的,
so that at the end you have a wonderful testimony that you stood. I mean, the Lord could be passing you through something.
主可能,
he is passing you through something.
主可能在,
and it's meant to sharpen you, to polish your righteousness. And then you are crying, you are grumbling, muting, tirade, and what? At the end of it, then he processes you through, but how did you pass through it? Then you look back and cry, you begin to say, oh, I wish I had endured patiently. So he
did, 当你回想的时候, 你会想, 你会说, oh, 真希望我,
I cannot surmount, overcome. How have you gone through some of the things the Lord has brought your way to cause you to know that you need Him, you depend on Him?
你们有,
have you
你们中有哪些人,
that I can easily forget about this thing, this salvation of Christ? That is the generation we are. The generation of ibuprofen. We even know the strength we should be taking. we prescribe it unto us. The generation of Panadol. We cannot stand pain. Not at all. Could it be that the Lord is saying that there is a molding that should be happening when we are passing through, I don't know the word fire, but
passing,
that he is essentially processing us. But we are a generation, an instant generation, the Twitter generation. We want it and want it now.
They want to get to the kindergarten. 这个时候，这个时代，所有的人都想要一个微笑，想要一个冠冕。
A generation of entitlement.
想一个直冲的时代，然后投降的时代，都想要个头衔。
We want it and want it now. We cannot appreciate processing.
我们想现在就要，不能忍受这个过程。然而耶稣自己。
And the Lord is saying that he appreciates them here in verse 10. Since you have kept my command,
耶稣自己这样教会经历这个过程，要他说你们要坚忍的、坚定的忍耐。
Bring out what does it mean to endure? Enduring what?
忍耐什么意思？忍耐什么呢？主在这里说的，恒久的忍耐。然后他说
，I will also. So he is equating, he's weighing a scale.
我必在。
Oh, this is serious, you people. Because you know, you want glory.
你知道你想要荣耀。
Glory.
每个基督徒都想要荣耀。
Well, here he is alluding to Romans chapter 8:17.
罗马书八章的十三节。
You share in his glory for as long as you share in the suffering. Somebody is talking about there.
与他同受苦呢，也必与他同受荣耀。
But we live only the glory.
我们生活在这样一个时代，我们只想要荣耀，却不欣赏受苦。苦难，我知道受苦不舒服，但是主说
that he may disconnect her from complacency and we were going to
主让教会受苦是为了能够与自满来分离，因为教会最大的问题就是自满。
And in that way, you have seen they have behaved as though they have arrived, as though this is their final destination. I know you know that I've shaken the earth using tsunamis. I've gone and
struck
the oceans with Katrina, Irma.
Katrina.
I prophesied them and struck them. The ocean.
我预言了它击打了海洋，让海洋出来，是为了震动列国，好让你们知道，这位神不是个开，不是在开玩笑。主用声音说，当新冠刚开始的时候，我口中的话，2020年新冠病毒刚刚开始的时候，人们不知道怎么处理这个问题。没有人知道怎么样处理这个冠状，医生都在死去。
December 1, 2015, 4 years before it came, I also gave the vaccine. I opened the door for vaccine in there.
我在那里打为疫苗的注射打开了一扇门。我说到了在2021年12月1日的意向中，我说到了印度。
Check the virus and culture, sequence it, find out the promoter regions, the genes.
印度的疫苗的研发。
Find out the virulence genes, find out how we can mute them, develop vaccines.
注射疫苗，研发疫苗。
I think Australians were the first to culture it. But everybody has Mark Pharmaceutical, Sharon Plow, every single pharmaceutical company, you culture and isolate and then sequence. You know, if you listen to that process when I'm talking about culture, go ahead and find the vaccine. Otherwise, we'll kill them.
我说到了去研发疫苗。
Hallelujah.But I'm saying,
但我说的是
the shaking of the earth,
有时地上的震动
让
你知道这个世界不是你的家。你知道冠状2020年冠状进来了，然后主跟我说在这里，在我们的演播室，主说话，他说
Tell them,
告诉他们
that when the rapture takes place,
被提发生的时候
the status of the earth will change.
地球的状态会改变。
And he made me know downgrade.
他让我知道
Why? Because of comfort and complacency.
为什么？因为自满和舒适。有时候教会本来是要通往天堂的旅程的，让他却已经定居了，似乎已经抵达了。
That may I awaken the church.
让我唤醒教会，使他们理解这不是你的家，这个地方是暂时的， 而且是会朽坏的。换言之，主在说，告诉他们要为另一个国度，荣耀的国度来预备，因为这世界上的事情都会拆毁。哈利路亚，就会改变的。你看到，
就
是用我打开了一扇窗，好让你看到即将来临的大灾难时期啊，是什么样子的。基督冠状病毒，连机飞机都停飞了，你们所爱的人死了，你甚至还没有触碰他，他就死了，非常的严肃。人类从来没有经过这样的状态，就是你所爱的人，你被告知你不能触碰他。当谁说话的时候是有细节的，记住这些细节。他说到了缺乏设备，医院里设备的缺乏。现在北京的医院人满为患。
Ventilators were not available. Doctors had to choose who should live, who should not.
医生要选择谁活着，谁要离开。
They said that this guy looks like he's 59 or 60. Let's put him aside. This other guy here looks like he's 29. Let's make this one live.
他们说这个人看似59岁，让不管他们了，然后这个人20岁让他活着，但是主这样做好让是要唤醒你们的舒适，让你们从舒适中醒过来，并且渴望另外一个地方。因为你如果生活在德国芬兰，
Forget that there is another place.
你会可能会忘记还有另外一个地方。
Job, they give you an allowance for car.
你失去了，你失业了，他们会还会给你一个，你和你的孩子给一个，社会的福利的保障。
Sometimes you almost.
所以有时候。
Don't see the urgency of.
你没有看到，寻求一个更美家乡的这个迫切，所以主在唤醒你，哈利路亚。所以在这个对话中，今天是最后一天，他说我也会，因为你做了这个，我也会，意思是这是一个奖赏，我也会在受试炼的时候保守你，我保守你，免去你的试炼，所以我想要知道你，让你知道保守你免去是什么意思，然后试炼的时候是什么意思，这个时刻的特点是什么，多么可怕，它多么可怕，以至于我们必须要离开这样的时代呢，保守你免去是什么意思呢？
I appreciate very much North Korea for being around. Thank you so much. But this is serious. Absolutely.
这是绝对是严肃的。他说
that the reason he will keep you, safeguard you, protect you,
他保护你
from the hour of trial, which hour of trial is the whole common we need to define. 免去
试炼。这个试炼是什么意思？我们一会儿会定义。他保守你是因为你选择了你的，你忠实的遵守了他的命令。
所以今天我要
展开一点。他说的
如下，
在普天下人受试炼的时候，我也要保守你，免去你的试炼。所以他的道是什么，遵守他的道是什么，作为教会你应该怎样的遵守，然后我会继续继续会探讨试炼是什么，忍耐
And what are these people endure patiently? What is this? This is a loaded bus. If you ask me, this would be like more than 3 months sermon here. Thank you. And it says, to endure patiently, it says, I will also keep you from the hour of trial. What does it mean to keep you from the hour of trial? That safe study from it.
受试炼的时候是什么意思？特征是什么？将多么试炼？
Wow, going to come has not arrived yet. It is coming.
将要来的意思是还没有来。
Talk about a dispensation, a time.
这里说的是一个时刻。
Keep you away from Satan. No.
他会。
No, he's not saying because of you I'll kill Satan, that he may not.
他是在说，他要，我会为你而击杀撒旦们，不是，他说的是一个时代要来，哈利路亚。然后很快你就意识到了试炼，这个愤怒的时代。 这里谈论的是,
when you use the word from yesterday, we understood better now.
昨天我们理解的,
it is to snatch you out of it.
这个意思是要将你从这里移除,
it's not talking about protecting you within the tribulation. We saw very clearly yesterday.
他说的不是说在这个试炼中保护你, 而是要把你移走。
I mean, what came out yesterday was such astounding. Lord, when will you avenge our blood?
昨天主啊,
when will you do this? Strike them because they have done this to us. The souls of those slaughtered crying out.
那些被杀的灵魂呼求, 你什么时候为我们伸冤击杀他们?
Look at this now. Focus on me now.
你现在注意听。
The Lord does not say, wow, okay, let me see what I can do.
让我看我能做什么。
So I can go back and strike them.
我要回去击杀他们。
You're cutting your necks.
因为
他们砍了你的头，因为你敬拜耶稣，不是？他说你要忍耐天使，只等到你同坐奴仆的弟兄被他数目挽足为止，他没有保护教会，在那时期。 Our urgency to prepare now, take advantage of now, and enter glory. It is that one.
如果有任何的理由，我们现在要预备进入背梯，就是现在了，就是这里了。
To touch your neck as you worship. Who of you can do that in a generation like I said of Ibuprofen?
你哪个人能做到？
They know exactly which strength works for them.
就是当他的刀已经到你脖子的时候，你还继续敬拜耶稣呢？
And so the Lord is saying,
所以主在说,
let's take advantage of this clarion call to repent and prepare.
要抓住这个机会，这个特权来预备。
And he's saying the following, I will also keep you from the hour of trial that is going to come to the whole earth.
他说我要在 在昨天下人受试炼的时候，全地受试炼时候是什么意思呢？
No, whole earth. Why whole earth?
他说的是全地。
What does it mean, hour of trial?
试炼的时刻是什么意思呢？
And he says,
他说,
to test the inhabitants of the earth. What does it mean to test?
普天下人受试炼，受试炼是什么意思？
By defining who are these inhabitants of the earth. 今天我要来定义这些普天下人是什么意思？他们是谁？这个时刻，你可以知道我是想要让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道，让你知道 these inhabitants of the earth,
加快你的预备。 这里说到 受试炼的时候是什么意思？
Then I'll be happy because I know you'll tell me that's not me. Me, I don't want to be.
普天下人是什么意思？我很高兴，因为你知道，你知道了。 那不是为我预备的。
Is it claro? Is it clear so we can move on now? So that's the paradigm that I've set up. That we may define also who are these for which that hour is intended.
我们要定义
yourself,
这个试炼的时刻、试炼的时候是向着谁的。
Yourself that this may not be you, or that you don't want to be this.
好，你知道这不是为你预备的。
To prepare for glory and prepare your churches for glory.
然后你会有意的为荣耀。并且为教会来预备。
意思
是，所以我们会查看普天下人是什么意思，就是这个受试炼的时刻是为谁所释放的。
Now, and he says, let me just read 11 and then we will begin to define who these inhabitants of the earth are.
然后我们读十一节。说我必快来。
He lays forth the mega announcement.
他
coming soon.
他提到了这个巨大的宣布，我必快来。他说
，Hold on to what you have.
你要持守你所有的，这什么意思
？What is that that is saying? Hold on to what you have.
当他说持守你所有的是什么意思
？Does it mean there is a risk?
难道他意味着？是不是意味着
Does it mean there is a risk of losing it?
有失去它的危险，所以他说你要持守。
Tiene un peligro for losing danger of losing it.
有失去的危险。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And that danger you can also see it in Matthew 25 if one day you get a chance.
你可以在马太福音的25章看到这个危险。
You see where I look now.
13节。
They are holding their oil.
看到他们拿着油，然后愚昧愚拙的童女说：“不给我们一些，不要给出去，不要给他们，因为你，所以，那意味着什么呢
？That he is coming soon also talks about
他快来。也说到，也意味着他来的急迫性，你要任何时候都做好准备。他说我必快来，所以你就开始预备，因为任何时刻他都会来。这个经文里有很多的信息，今天我要专注在十节，然后我也会给你们稍微开展一下第十一节。他这里说。
I am coming soon. Hold on to what you have, so that no one will take your crown. Look at that.
你所有的，免得人夺取你的冠冕。
Meaning there is somebody always waiting to snatch your crown.
有人一直等待着要拿走你的冠冕，夺取你的冠冕。有个危险和危险，就是失去你的冠冕，失去你的奖赏。
And when you take that danger, that risk of losing your crown.And you juxtapose, the word is to juxt. You juxt it, you juxt it, you juxtapose it with the present day church. Does she look like she has lost the crown already?
你看现今教会是不是看去像已经夺去她的冠冕了呢？
She has already lost the original gospel, the cross.
她已经失去了起初的宝血十字架的信仰，就是彼得行走在水上，甚至为福音愿意为了福音而死。
Just that little phrase that nobody may snatch it from you. And then you juxtapose with the identity of the present day church. Has she still retained the original faith?
然后你再查看现今的教会，她是不是已经失去她的冠冕了呢？是不是有另外一个信仰？她的冠冕有没有被夺去？
What does it mean the crown?
冠冕是什么意思？
So there,
所以有很多的信息蒙蔽了。
我们
再查看第十节。他说，第十二节得胜的，我要叫他在我神殿中做柱子。他也必不再从那里出去。所以我要专注的是第十节。
Focus on verse ten.
重点是第十节。
inhabitants of the earth to whom the hour of trial is directed.
这个被试炼的时刻，那些普天下人是什么意思？好，你开始理解。这指的不是我。这些人是谁？如果你看启示录第六章，跟我读到第十一节，你会听到再一次。
He opened the fifth seal.
当他打开第五印的时候，记住，我已经看到了前五印的揭开。
And I have also seen.
我也看到
that hour, the terrible hour, right?
那个可怕的时刻。
So here is saying Revelation 9 to 11.
启示录六章九到十一节。揭开第五印的时候，我看见在祭坛底下有位神的道，并为做见证被杀之人的灵魂。现在你可以尽情的敬拜耶稣。你可以哭，你可以读圣经，你可以敬拜。
But he's saying a time is coming.
但他说有个时刻就要来了。那个时刻，你要敬拜耶稣，你的就得要逃。
哎，
现在是自由的。
It is still free. You can run to any state, any neighbor. You can say.
你可以跑到另外一个任何一个邻居，看他们，甚至去市场去讲传讲。任何时刻任何地方都可以传讲，但是这个时刻要有一个时刻要来。
Okay, that's all right. Everybody just nicely looking nicely there, right? So just following here. I saw under the altar the soul who had been slain.
在祭坛底下有位神的道。
Sometimes you also need to ask, why does the Antichrist, the beast,
not
come for the word?
Or
if you read the word, because
the word is in his hand, and the Lord will
put him to the sword, the Lord will throw him into the lake of fire. So even the word of God he does not want to hear, because that actually defines his destiny. Comes up against him.The word of God, because of the word of God,
神的道为神的道
and the testimony of Jesus,
并为做见证被杀之人的灵魂
meaning others will not be able to maintain, right?
意思是
then he says,
他说
they had maintained. Then he says verse 10, they
called
out in a loud voice,
大声喊着说
How long shall the rain, Lord?
圣洁真实的主啊，你不审判住在地上的人给我们圣灵血的烟，你又一次看到，一次又一次的看到地上的，你又在这里看到了地上的人们，居住在地上的人，神的圣洁的子民，现在向主呼求。
To come back and strike the earth, strike these people, to avenge their blood, these inhabitants,
给他们生流血的冤，就是住在地上的人。所以你现在理解了他们是谁。
They fight God's people.
他们与神的子民征战。
Why? Because we're looking at who are these for whom the power of pride.
查看这个试炼的时刻要临到的，权力上的这些人是什么人。
And now we can see here.
现在我们可以看到
that they persecute God's people.
他们就是那些逼迫神子民的人。哈利路亚。
And that doesn't sound like you, right?
这听上去不像是你们，是吧？除非你们也逼迫神的子民，在你的工作场所，你有没有去逼迫神的子民呢？你要非常的小心。他们有些人，他们宣称是基督徒。让他们去逼迫是基督徒。我们在一起吗？他说他们逼迫福音， 逼迫神的子民，逼迫义人。你有没有在办公室逼迫义人呢？
He said, "Come and avenge our blood. They poured the blood of God's people."
他说给我们渗流血的烟，他们流了神子民的血。哇！
Have you poured the blood of God's people?
你有没有流神子民的血呢？
You know, sometimes you operate in the office. You're doing your work.
你知道有时候在工作场所工作的时候，
today doesn't love Christ.
今天的工作不爱耶稣。
Because of your job description, you are required to do something.And you know that this thing, if I do it, it will hurt the Church of Christ. But because you are at work, you do it. He says, then you fall in that bracket. You say, I will.
你知道在现在工作中，如果你做了这个事情，那你就会伤害基督的教会。但是对基督徒的逼迫，
Be careful now.
现在要小心。
In the name of doing your work.
你做工的。
And it says here,
这里说
How long, sovereign Lord, holy and true,
圣洁真实的主啊，你不审判住在地上的人。
Here now we see,
等到几时呢？
That hour is prepared are the ones who are persecuted Christians. They persecute the agenda of God on the earth.
他们逼迫基督徒，这就是逼迫神在地上的代表。
That you may know. Why am I going through this, blessed people? Can we stop for a moment and develop eye contact? Why am I going through this in verse to identify to you?
我要读十节，是要向你们
named called Christ the inhabitants of the earth.
定义那些住在地上的人是谁？那个时刻是为谁预备的
？That the church may know that that hour is not for her.
好让教会知道这个时刻不是为他的。
That you may know that for you, you need to prepare and leave.
好，你知道对你来说，你要预备离开。启示录。
He says the following.
第八章说的如下。
As I watched, I had an eagle that was flying in mid-air, call aloud in a loud voice.
大声。
Whoa, whoa, whoa.Woe to the inhabitants of the earth,
地上的烈
because of the trumpet blast.
因为八章的第十三节，我又看见一个鹰飞在空中，并听见他大声说：“三位天使要吹那曲的号，你们住在地上的民，祸灾，祸灾，祸灾！”现在你理解了。
We live in such a time where your countries are removing God from the constitution.
我们住在这样，我们生活在这样一个时代，你们的国家将神从你们的宪法中移除。
More painful is that the church, the mainstream, I don't know what.
更痛苦的是教会。
But the status quo church, they have even turned against.
教会的状态。
If you walk in holiness, the first ones that persecute are the church.
如果你行在圣洁中，首先逼迫你的是教会。
Not any different from the way the temple persecuted Jesus.
这跟
Paul in that order.
他们当时逼迫耶稣没有什么区别。就是圣殿里的人逼迫耶稣没有什么区别。
So the hour of trial,
所以
prescribed in Revelation chapter 3 verse 10 is not for the church.
所以启示录三章十节所描述的这个。试炼的时刻不是为神的子民，而是为神的仇敌。所以这个问题就是你在这个地上怎么生活。另一个经文启示录十三章的八节十三章八节凡住在地上名字从凡住在地上的人都要拜受。
So the hour of trial that is coming is not for the church.
所以即将来临的这个试炼时代不是为教会的。对，当我查看全球的教会，美国的、澳大利亚、欧洲、非洲，我看他们表现似乎想要进入到灾难时期。我不能停止为他们哭泣。
The tribulation is not meant for you.
这个灾难时刻不是为你预备的。
And yet, unfortunately,
然而不幸的是
we have already seen here that is synonymous.
我看到教会这样的一个现象，老底家教会
that goes straight into the tribulation.
直接进入到了灾难时期。
So、the Bible says, for without holiness,
因为圣经说非圣洁没有人能建筑。
Wow.
Wow.
The church that is Lord, Lord, the Lord, Lord church.They think by saying, Lord, Lord, they will enter.
那个呼喊是主啊主啊的教会不会都听那个表现的似乎已经抵达的教会主用我来震动列国好像他们知道有个另外一个地方他们要进入
the fatality the perishability of your securities your safeties on this earthNow I put the earth on the edge of a nuclear war right now.
现在我把地球放在了核战争的边缘。
In the manner I have described it, it will destroy Europe.
我已经描述了这个击打欧洲的方式，毁灭欧洲的方式。
Excuse me.
你好，能理解？这里不是你的家。
The kingdom we belong to is of another place.
我们所属于的国度在另外一个地方。
Yourself may start longing for another place.On your own. Did you understand me?
你现在明白吗？
If you look at the comfort,
如果你看今天的这个舒适，他在说
that this hour of trial is coming.
这个要来的试炼的时代，我已经看见了。
Even the principles involved in that hour is not for you, blessed.
那个时刻。不是为你预备的。要告诉你子民要逃离。不是为马来西亚、新加坡，不管是马来西亚、新加坡还是哪里，你要去预备神的子民要离开，因为那将是很惊人的、难以忍受的那个时代。现在很清楚，主提出了危险的警报，好让你害怕进入到那里。我说到了，当我预言冠状病毒，我说有一个这个疫情要来。如果这个很糟糕，那即将要来临那个更糟糕的是怎么样状态呢？那个冰疮。多么可怕！
You remember the locusts of sin?
你记得我看到了蝗灾。
I prophesied these locusts.
我预言了这个蝗虫。我说他们遮盖的树。但是我现在看到另外一个时代，他们甚至遮盖了房屋。
You don't want to be here. So that hour of trial.
你不想去那里。所以那个试炼时刻不是为你预备的。是为神的仇敌预备的。他们屠杀了敬拜基督的神的子民。现在他们在敬拜敌基督。如果你查看老底家教会，他们不能够忍受试炼、逼迫。他是属肉体，有一点点事情他都要晃动了。
She'll just worship the beast. That's what he's talking about here.
当他进入灾难时期的时候，他肯定会敬拜兽的，这是他这里所说的。
Revelation 13.
启示录十三章八节，凡住在地上，名字从创世以来没有记在被杀之羔羊生命册上的人都要拜他。
Meaning all these souls whose names are not written.In the Lamb Book of Life, that hour is for them.
那个时刻只是为那些从创世以来没有记在被杀之羔羊生命册上的。问题就是你的名字写在羔羊生命册上了吗？
Is your name written in the Lamb Book of Life?
你的名字记在羔羊生命册上了吗？
And how do you get to know if your name is?
你怎么知道你的名字记录上了呢？哈利路亚。
He's saying.
他说试炼的时刻要来 只为那些名字没有记在羔羊生命册上的，告诉我现今的教会，他的名字在羔羊生命册上呢？我们来读启示录三章的，让我来读启示录的三章第四节和五节，他说的如下。
Yet you have a few people in Sardis.
而在撒迪，你还有几名？
Who have not soiled their clothes?
是未曾污秽自己衣服的，现在的教会有没有保护自己的衣服未沾染污秽？他说不，他们的衣服是彻底的污秽的，不是谎言，就是堕胎、道德，世界上的一切。现在你看教会的衣服。是的，非常的严肃。这里我们要严肃的对待。你知道在羔羊册上什么意思呢？你看第四节，这里说再一次的启示录四章，他们有几名，意思是他们是少数。这里说他们是少数，教会里不多。他现在跟教会说话，让他说有几名，就其实原文很少，意思是有几个人，意思是教会里不多，这是一个严肃的问题。
While you might be celebrating, say no, that's not me. That hour of trial coming is not for me.Because for me, my name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. Open it up and see what it means to have your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Then look at what we run into. We are talking about people that have maintained the garment of righteousness.
我们在这里说的是那些保持自己衣服在公义中的人。
Have you been righteous?
你有没有公义呢？
Righteousness in the church.
你看教会里的不义，你查看一下教会里的不义。
A white garment, lino fino,
白色的衣服。
Resplandeciente y limpio. But right now the garment is tainted.
现在这个衣服有污秽。
They begin to preach like this.
甚至牧师他们这样传讲。
He's now preaching prosperity. He's
now preaching
and whatever and throwing out the
cross. 传讲繁荣福音。
Next year you follow him. He has forgotten the blood now. He's now
just motivation. 第二年他就忘了，就忘记了宝血的福音。成为一个历史演说家，你的名字在羔羊生命册上了吗？你的名字在羔羊的生命册上了吗？你不想错过那天，你想进入，查看那些谁是就在羔羊生命册上人的？第一个就是他们白色的荣耀的衣服保持着，他们保持着白色荣耀的衣服，他们未曾污秽自己衣服。意思是现在有污秽自己衣服的情况出现，他们要穿白衣与我同行，因为他们是配得过的。那得胜的，凡得胜的必这样穿白衣，我也必不从生命册上涂抹他的名，只要在我父面前和我父众使者面前认他的名。看这个状态，我们在一起吗？我已经看到被提的教会，并且跟你宣布过。看一下这个状态。
My son, Ajufle,
我的儿子哲朱弗里，我祝福你哲弗里。你在穆斯林的社区传讲，等会儿。
You preach among the Muslims, right?
你在穆斯林那里传讲耶稣。你说，因为我这里宣讲的圣洁，穆斯林们他们把耳机他们就戴上耳机来听这个信息。你告诉我，我知道你要回去。你告诉我，他 们穿的比基督徒还圣洁。
How then can your name be maintained?
那你的名字怎么能维持呢？他这里说
I will never blot out
我也
the name of that person from the
必不从
There is a blotting out of names, my lord.
生命上涂抹
的名
字，意思是他在涂抹，从生命上涂抹名字。你的名字
Jesus wants the whole earth to be
written. 我相信耶稣希望全地上的人都能够记录在这个册子上，但是告诉我
the maintaining of the name in the book.
将名字维持在生命册上，你有没有维持名字在册上呢？他说，你说不，现代的欧洲，那里是现代的。
No,
不，
this is eternity we are talking about.
我们讨论的是永恒。
Have you maintained your name?
你有没有保持你的名字在羔羊生命册上呢？耶稣自己。
My Bible is red, verde.
我的圣经。
Look at the words of Jesus himself.
这是耶稣自己的话，他说
out,
有涂抹，有涂抹这样的事情在发生，一旦涂抹，然后这个试炼的时刻就一定是你的了。
You must face the music.
你必须继续面对，你必须面对火，
you must face this word.
你必须面对刀剑，
you must face persecution.
你必须面对逼迫。
So are you just sitting back like the present day Christians I know?
你真的像现今那些基督徒吗？他们说一旦重生就完成了。我不想重复你们全球电视上的话。他说一旦重生就完成了。对我来说，这个恩典就意味着都完成了。我的主啊。然后他说，有一种涂抹名字的这个事实在发生。
But it's more difficult to maintain yourself there. Many of you get into marriage.
很多人你们结婚。
The wedding day you wed and all that.
结婚那天。
It's easier to get married, but the work.
结婚很容易。但是问题是维持婚姻是难的。
It's integrity. It's value.
它的价值，它的整。它的整体，这个是结婚容易，就是维系婚姻难。你看到今天的被盗，意思是他们已经被涂抹了。我真的为每个人都能看到神的国度。有时我为耶稣哭泣。我独自哭泣，因为他经历了被拒绝、腐败，这真的是伤他的心。也许这更加的伤害巴基斯坦，因为你看伊斯兰，以及对基督徒的逼迫，遮盖了整个国家，真的让他伤心。你能理解我吗？我想向你定义那些会面对试炼时刻的人们是谁。为什么我说他是神的仇敌呢？然后我会看到甚至神家里的基督徒们，他们也会很不幸的面对逼迫。我现在读圣经，你们也有着同样的话，耶稣的话。
You cannot even rebuke sin in Europe anymore.
在欧洲你甚至不能再斥责罪恶了。如果你斥责罪恶在德国，他会来说，你为什么给人们压力呢？在巴西他们说不。他们经历这么多经济的战争，冠状病毒，不要给他们再大压力了。有人甚至会去找警察，他们说，这个人跟我说，他说， 我会在火湖里燃烧。
他会
去跑到警察局那里告状，就是报警，然后他们就会来看你做了什么。哦，你把这个人，你因为斥责罪恶，你让这个人不舒服。
If your name in
你的名字
book of life,
有没有在神羔羊的生命册上呢？
这
是你唯一的能够避免就是灾难时期的一个方式。在那里你会因为敬拜耶稣被屠杀。
I answered your emails almost on a daily basis, right?
我几乎每天都在回复你的邮件，对吗？
I want to nurture you from that side, because I know it can be dark there, right? Thank you so much, Dr. Thank you. Hi.
Hey.
No.
不。
He said, don't sit back.
不要坐下来。
Five.
不要。
There is a risk of plunder.
因为有一个被涂抹的危险。他说现今基督徒被告知 一旦重生就可以放松了。然而神说，然而圣经上说你要做成自己得救的功夫。做成你得救的功夫，在恐惧战惊中做成你得救的功夫。他有没有告诉你只需要坐下来放松呢？没有。他有没有这样说呢？说坐下来放松啊，喝杯可乐，他这样说了吗？没有，根本没有。他说你重生那一刻就是战争开始那一刻。
I need to move on because I have much ahead of you here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so he says,
所以他说
Jesus himself,
耶稣自己
He says, I will never blot out his name.
我必不从生命册上涂抹他的名。
So Jesus himself turns around and cleans out your name.
所以耶稣会转过来从生命册上涂抹你的名，是耶稣。那原始的宝血十字架福音是圣洁的福音，是圣洁的救赎。这里圣洁也指的是你的装服装，你怎么样穿，尤其是女性在主的家中有大的责任，负有大的责任。圣经说凡看见妇女就动淫念的就已经与她犯奸淫了，除非你悔改。我们能继续吗？13-14节。
So we have seen that they worship the Antichrist.
我们看到他们敬拜基督，他们敬拜敌基督，他们逼迫神的子民。
They are virtually unrepentant people.
神说他们基本上是不悔改的人们。
Because I know of a church.
我知道一个教会。
That is unrepentant.
是不悔改的。这里可能指教会。但我告诉他们悔改，他们会说为什么要悔改，我们已经重生了。在教会里
Revelation 13 again,
启示录13章，启示录13章，有人在跟我一起吗？
After that I'll bring the final phase of this message.
之后我会把最后的这个部分交给你们。启示录十三章。
Because of the signs, it was given power to perform.
又行。
On behalf of the first beast, it deceived.
他在第一个兽面前。12节。
Do you see a church that is gullible, deceivable?
我没有看到过一个被迷惑的教会呢。 第十四节，他因他们迷惑人们，他们是很容易受迷惑的。现在
the people that will face
那些会面对
the Antichrist
敌基督的人
the people that he defines as the inhabitants of the earth
就是地上的人，他在这里定义全地上的人就是说
they're the ones for whom the tribulation, the hour
那些会面对试炼时刻的人，你看到了在那些神的在那些神的仇敌和启示录十四章启示录的九章七节启示录九章十五节十四节三天使我能跟你读吗六章九节我又看见一个天使飞在空中
And then he says, to every nation, tribe, language, and people. So, can somebody give my daughter here a cup of coffee?
我又看见六位天使飞在空中，有永远的福音。启示录的十四章六。
Hallelujah! Thank you.
六节。
Once you bring up to here, yes.So look at this now. It says, verse 6, Revelation 14 with me, these are people.
启示录十四章。
This is home, that's why we can stop and give a cup. But listen to this now. It says, then I saw another angel flying.
我又看见另外一位天使飞在空中。
Where the sun is, right?
空中就是太阳所在地方。然后他说。
This now. He says, mid air is where the sun is. Then I saw another angel flying.
空中就是太阳所在地，有永远的福音要传给住在地上的人，就是各国、各族、各方、各民。他大声说，要敬畏神，将荣耀归给他，因他施行审判的时候已经到了，应当敬拜那创造天地海和众水泉源的，意思是全宇宙。现在看第八节，又有第二位天使说，同样一个高度，他说叫万民喝邪淫大怒之酒的巴比伦大城，听到了，听到了。我能解释一下吗？我能解释一下吗？听我说，蒙福的人们，他在说。
Babylon has fallen.
巴比伦倾倒的原因
is because Babylon has
not
obeyed the command of
the first angel. 听从第一位天使的命令。
The first angel says,
第一位天使说应当敬畏神，将荣耀用你的生命生活将荣耀归给他，因为审判的时候要到了，要敬单单的敬拜他。所以但是巴比伦没有顺从这个永远福音的命令，所以巴比伦听到了这个世界的系统堕落了，因为他们没有听从地位天使的指示。然而当你停下来看一下现今的教会，会发现哇，在堕落的巴比伦，倾倒的巴比伦，和现今教会之间有这样的相似性。
Thank you. Somebody help.
惊人的相似。
So you see that now.
你可以看到现在。
So you're saying very clearly here.
说得很清楚。
That Babylon has fallen.
巴比伦倾倒了。
Why has Babylon fallen?
为什么倾倒呢？
Babylon
因为巴比伦没有听从第一位天使的指示。
Okay, so you see that now.
你现在看到。
So this is very powerful.
非常强大。他说巴比伦倾倒，但是如果你查看为什么倾倒，你会发现因为巴比伦没有听从，没有听从第一位天使的指示，敬畏神，将荣耀归给他。我们在一起吗？并且单单敬拜那创造天地海和注水之源，创造宇宙的那一位。那就是宇宙，整个宇宙，然而你看得很清楚。如果你把现今的教会你会看到他也没有听从第一位天使，只是敬畏神。如果现今教会缺少什么，就是敬畏神。我们在一起吗？敬畏神，这是我们说的。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They lack the fear of God.
他们缺乏敬畏神。
They have not seen it fit.
没有看。
To give God glory with their life.
没有看到用生命来将荣耀归给神的必要性。
He that created the heavens.
他没有单单的敬拜那创造天地海和一切众水泉源的一位。他们。他们与其他的就是那种跨宗教之间的信仰让世界迷惑，他们在其他神的庙宇中就是严肃的。我们在一起吗？非常非常的严肃，蒙的人们。
哈利路亚，
哈利路亚。所以你需要对自己做个属灵的检查。这是教会中最有趣的时刻。因为这个时刻你可以真的改变自己的生命，然后进入荣耀中。他继续说，诺一起三分清诶十三章的八节，我在定义，我要结束第一部分，就是神在定义那些将要进入到灾难时期的人是什么，好让你不要进入，好让你知道你不属于灾难时期。换言之，你现在要悔改，你现在要听从我这个悔改的命令，并且预备道路。哈利路亚，好让你听从我要预备道路。
哈利路亚，
哈利路亚。
When you obey and you enter，
当你听从的时候就进入了，然后那天你就开始庆祝。耶稣是主。再一次我们还在启示录的十三章第八节。他说十三章八节，启示录十三章八节，我们在一起吗？
The beast which you saw once was and now is not and yet will come out of the beast and go to its destruction. The inhabitants of the earth whose names have not been written in the book of life from the creation of the world，
从创世以来凡名字没有被记在羔羊之生命册上的，当他们看到十四节，他们会震惊地看到地上的居民，当他们看到，他们会说谁有谁像这兽呢，然后他们会敬拜着兽。
But he's emphasizing the fact that
但是他在强调一个事实，就是他们的名字没有记在羔羊的生命册上。罗马书八章二十八节说的是罗马书。
Are you still with me?
你还跟我在一起吗？
罗马书8章 He says, for those God for our
names,
he also predestined,
接受耶稣的人，直到你会变荣耀，然后他预先所定下的人，又称他们为义，所称为义，叫他们得荣耀。 他说，
that there are those whose names are in the book of life，
他们是名字记在羔羊册上的人，
在创世以前就设计好了。
哇，
from before creation，
创世以前。
So the issue is make sure your name is not blotted out。
所以问题就是， 你不要确保你的名字不要被涂抹。
And yet those that will face the great tribulation, their names are not in that book。
那些面对灾难和大灾难，他们的名字没有在这本册上，生命册上。
Predetermined, predestination。 Your destination predetermined before creation, and yet you're fooling around with that privilege.
你的命运是在创世以前就已经定好的，然而如果你滥用这个，你名字会被涂抹，他会把你的名字涂抹，那是很悲哀的。你要对救恩小心，是的，在恐惧战惊中。所以，
Revelation chapter 6. Revelation chapter
启示录六章十二节， 他说，
我揭开第六印的时候，
我又看见地大震动， 日头变黑像毛布， 满月变红像雪， 天上的星辰坠落于地， 如同无花果树被大风摇动， 落下未熟的果子一样， 天就挪移， 好像书卷被卷起来， 山岭海岛 都被挪移离开本位。第十五节， 地上的君王、臣宰、 将军、 富户、 壮士和一切为奴的、自主的，都藏在山洞和岩石穴里，向山和岩石说，倒在我们身上吧，把我们藏起来，躲避做宝座者的面目和羔羊的愤怒。
For the great day of
and who can withstand it? 神让他们看到那个意象，看到他坐在宝座上，所以他们知道那是神坐的，神羔羊的愤怒的道。他们说，他们说，他们没有像神祷告，反而说像岩山和岩石说倒在我们身上遮盖我们吧，他们是不悔改的，这是很严肃的蒙福的人们。 启示录十二章，1到15节。 尤其是十四节，他说，然后我看到了，我看到了，哎，这么大宝座，以及坐在上面的， 在他面前，天和地都在他面前逃避了。我看到了死人，无论大小都站在宝座前，然后有册的展开，另一个册的展开就是生命册，凡名字没有被记在册上的，都被投到了海中。每个人都照着自己所行的，册上所记载的受审判。耶稣说，我知道你的行为，他对写给七个教会的信中说到了。然后他说第十节，那些凡名字没有被记在生命册上的，他就被扔在火湖里。我希望那不是你，所以你要确保你的名字记在生命册上，生命册上，不是活。确保你要保持你的名字在那里。在每日的生活中，你有没有早晨花一些时间醒过来，然后问我的名字？当我基督回来的时候。有没有当你到家晚上然后问自己，今天有没有眼睛耳朵行为上有没有什么失误的地方，我们今天应该怎样的提升呢？就是每天你这样做属灵检查的时候，圣灵会帮助你，甚至当你预备教会的时候，我希望你首先进入。第二个部分，我会给你们一些休息时间，喝点咖啡再回来。然后我们可以吃晚餐。现在休息一下，然后一会儿回来再继续下一个部分。